Okay, we begin Maseches Megillah. Maseches Megillah, most of it is about Purim, right? The last part of it's not about Purim, it's about laning and halachas of shuls. But most of it is about Purim, certainly the first two prakim are about Purim. Why is it called Maseches Megillah and not Maseches Purim? Maybe because the first word is called Megillah. That could be a reason. The Ikar Mitzvah is Megillah? Not 100% sure. Funny, because the Rambam calls Hilchas Megillah and Hilchas Chanukah. Doesn't say Hilchas Purim. He's patterning himself after the Masechta. Okay. Anyway, that's a little introduction. We don't need an introduction for Purim. We all know what that is. The big yontif. Everyone loves Purim. And here we go. Megillah Nikreis. Megillah can be read. Be'er Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. It can be read on any one of the following 5 days. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. The Cheshek Shlomo says something fascinating. He says the word Purim, now by the way, we know that even though it can be read five days, Yud Dalet and Tesvav are the Iker days of Purim. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, we're going to see are kulas to help people that live in small villages that may not have somebody who knows how to lane. So we're going to let them read it a little early. So the word Purim appears in the Megillah five times. Two times it appears Maleh with a Vav. And three times it appears Chaser. Even in the Megillah itself, it's hinted to this idea that there are five Purims. Two of them more special, and the other three less so. Interesting. Lo pachas v'lo yoser. Not less and not more. You can't read it on the 10th, and you can't read it on the 16th. Krachin, a city, hamukafin chama b'yemos Yoshua bin Nun, a walled city from the days of Yoshua bin Nun, Karin b'tezvav, reads it on the 15th. Why on earth should Yoshua bin Nun be goreim when a city had a wall or not? So the answer is because at the time of Purim's story, the city of Eretz Yisrael was in destruction. It was during the Churban. There is in between the Churban by Yisrael and the Churban by Yisheni. So to make that, even though there's going to be a sheet like that on Amud Beis, any wall by the times of Achashverosh. Kind of, we're giving Achashverosh some halachic ramifications. We don't want to do that. So we pick Yoshua bin Nun. He's the one that inaugurated Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Anyway.
It makes more sense to say at the time that the story took place, right?
The time what story took place? Correct, but doing that is a slap in the face to Israel, which at that moment was in a state of ruin. So we don't want to do that. So we pick. It sounds a little arbitrary. I hear you, but okay. Right. So it's a good question. You're asking a good question. Hakfarim, other villages, vayaros gedolos, or even big villages, little villages, big villages, korin b'yadalid. Read it on yadalid. Why do we pick? Why does the Mishnah go out of order? First, it tells you the 15th, and then it tells you the 14th. So it's exactly the point. So it highlights that we picked the Yoshua bin Nun because of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it puts it out of order here. Ella, it's a long Mishnah. Shakfarim makdimin liyom aknisa. The little villages can predate the day of reading Megillah to the date of Yom Aknisa, to a Monday or a Thursday. Yom Aknisa is a Monday or a Thursday when the towns had, there was a bezin open those days, the markets were open those days. So people would travel to those towns. Ketzad, for example, Chaliyos Yudal B'Sheni, if for the 14th of Adar fell out on a Monday, so Kfarim, little villages, Bayaros Gedolos, and big cities, unwalled, Korin Bo Bayo, they read it on Monday. Umukafos Choma L'Machar, and walled cities would read it on Tuesday. Why the Mishnah picks first a Monday? Why not start with Sunday? That I don't know.
Because that day, everybody would read that.
Okay.
You don't have to go back.
What?
And you don't have to go back.
No. Okay, I hear you. Chaliyos Bashlishi Arvi, if it fell out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so Kfarim, Makdimin, Liyom, Haknisa, a little village would precede to the Yom Haknisa, Vayaros Gedolos Korin Bo Bayom, the big cities would read on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, Umukafas Chamol Amachar, and the walled cities would read on the following day. All good. Chaliyos B'Chamishi, What if it fell out on a Thursday? So Kfar, Vayaros, Gedolos, Kar, Bo, Bayom. The villages and the big cities would read it on that day. Umukafas Choma, Lamachar. And the walled cities would read it on Friday. Chalios, Erev Shabbos. What if it fell out, what if Purim falls out on an Erev Shabbos? So Kfarim, Makdim, and Liyom HaKnisa. The little villages will move it to Thursday. Ayaros Kedolos Umukafos Choma Karbo Vayom. Everybody else would read it on that day. Why? Because we don't allow reading the Megillah on Shabbos. So even the walled city read it Friday. Why not Sunday? Why don't we push it off to Sunday? The answer is because it says V'lo Ya'avor. You can't ever go after the 15th. It says in the Megillah Lo Ya'avor. Can't go past. So they also read on a Friday. Chalios b'Shabbos. What if Purim falls out on a Shabbos? Something which cannot happen today, right? But in times of Alpi Re'iyah, it could happen. Today it cannot happen. What if it fell out on a Shabbos? So Kfar and Vayaros Gedolos Makdimin, the large cities and the small villages, Makdimin, Vekar and Liyom HaKnisa, they would move it to Thursday. If you're moving it already, Rashi says, might as well move it to Thursday, right? And Mukafas Chama L'machar, and the walled city would read it on Sunday. They move it on Thursday. Chalios Achar Shabbos. What if?
Why not Friday?
What?
Why not Friday?
That's the thing. Since we're moving it already, you move it to Yom HaKnisa day.
No, but then the next one they said
when
they began to Sunday.
Right, because that's the 15th. That's Shushan Purim.
Right.
Chalios Achar Shabbos. What if the 14th? It's the 14th always. What if the 14th falls out on a Sunday? So Hakfar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. The little villages move it to the previous Thursday. That's the 11th. That's the earliest way. You're moving it 3 days. Bayaris Kedolos Karbo Bayom. The big cities read it on that Sunday. And Mukafas Chama Lamachar. And walled cities read it on Monday, which is Shushan Purim, the 15th. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it could be they did. It could be they didn't have to. They didn't have to do this.
Optional.
Yeah. Now, the Gemara asks, Megillah Nikrais B'yad Aleph Menalim. How do you know the Megillah is read on the 11th? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, how do we know? Menalim? What do you mean, how do we know? Can the B'yad Aleph Menalim? Come on. We said before. We're going to say it later. Chachavim Hikilu Aleph Kfarim. It's a kula on the Kfarim. Liyos Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa. That they can move it to the Yom HaKnisa. Kidei in order... So they could supply food and water to their brethren in the bigger cities. Not sure what that means exactly. But they don't have to be bothered on Purim itself helping out their brethren, so therefore they're free on that day and they read Megillah on a different day. That's what the Gemara says here. What? I just read it to you. I'm not sure because the Gemara changes it. Rashi says here, "Shehei pinuyim biyom Purim, they should be available on Purim, lahaspik sarche sudas Purim, to provide the needs of Purim, lebnei ha'yaros, to the people in the big cities."
The merchants come into the city on Monday, and
therefore, and that's the we're gonna flesh this out later in the week. But that's not our concern. The Gemara starts off, where'd you come up with the 11th? So the Gemara says, what do you mean where we come up with the 11th? You know that. Read a little bit ahead, and you'll see that we did this to whatever this reason is, to provide, to free up their time. So we let them read it early if they want to. So what's your question? Where do we know it from? What's your question?
The city people rule.
Right. So I'm not having a communion. This is what I wanted to know. Michti, 1 second. Kulu anshek has like adult tikninu. This whole concept is made up by the rabbis. They made up for him. Tisva kadaitach anshine knesa gadola yudalad vitesva of tikkun. If you want to tell me that they only made up the 14th and the 15th, Mordechai and his bezdin, the Asura Bonon, the Akwi Takanta Dekinu Anshin Gazakadola, And now later on, people came along and undid that, and they said the 11th is good, the 12th is good, 13th is good. How can you do that? Vatnan, ein bezin yachal levatel divrei bezin chavero. You're not allowed to undo a previous bezin's psak, previous bezin's gzeira. El imkin gadol mimeno b'chachma u'b'minyan. Unless you're greater in chachma u'b'minyan. And the way we believe, that's impossible. Because you're never going to have more chachma. So how could, what's going on here? That's what I want to know. Oh, that's what you want to know. Oh, el pshita kulu anshnei knesa gadola tiknu. Now the whole thing was made up at Anshnei. They made up this whole system. It was built into the Purim system. 14th and 15th is Purim. 11, 12, 13 are optional days. Optional days for whatever kula we have over here, for the Bnei Akfar, for the little villages.
We were being. No, the initial one said 14th, 15th. You're saying 11, 12, 13.
Right.
You're not saying.
And not the 14th. That's what it comes out. If you're not doing another 14th, that's a big problem. No, so of course, this whole was built into the Gzeira. When Purim was established, it was all built in. Now the Gemara wants to know, Heichon, where am I? Heichon Remiza. Is there an allusion to this in the Megillah? The Megillah says, Yom Yudal, Yom Tetzvav. What about these other days? Is there an allusion in the Megillah somewhere about this? So the Gemara says, Amar of Shemin, Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Amar Kra. Yeah, there is. It says in the Megillah, L'kayim Eskimei HaPurim Ho'ele, Bizman Nehem. What does that mean? Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lehem. Zman Nehem means a lot of Zmanim. Not just the 14th and the 15th. More days too? So 1 second, the Gemara says, that can't be right. Hami Boyele Legufe. Now that word, Zmanayhem, teaches me that there's such a thing as Yudalid for certain cities and Tezvav for other cities. How can it teach me also 11, 12, 13? So the Gemara says, Imkain Le Makra Zman. It should say Zman. My Zmanayhem. What does it mean, Zmanayhem? Zmanim Tuva. Many days. Vakati Mi Boyele. But I still need it. Why? I still have a problem. This word's still not extra. Why? Because I still need it for the following din. Zmano shel zeh, lo kizmano shel zeh. That people that read on the 14th can't read on the 15th, and people that read on the 15th can't read on the 14th. Right? So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Im kain, if you want to just learn that din, le makra zmanom. It should have said zmanom, which is plural. My zmanehem. What is man zmanehem? Shmas mina kulu. We learn all these days, all these dinim. Number one, the 14th is special. The 15th is special. Number two, there's more days than that also. 11, 12, 13.
Excuse me, anybody labeled 14th?
No, I don't think so.
This whole
thing doesn't apply. Yeah. We're going to learn about. We'll see. There's no Yom HaKnis anymore. There's no Yom HaKnis anymore. The bigger hack is the 15th. What's the 15th of Nisa, of Adar? Right? What? I can't hear you. I know. So what cities do that? Yeah. What else?
Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Yerushalayim.
Right.
Yerushalayim
is the only city in the world that we let Vaday read on the 15th. We'll get in a half a page. We'll do the suffix. We'll talk about which is a suffix. But Yerushalayim is the only, as far as I know, it's the only.
Shushan.
I don't even know about that. We'll see Shushan on our base. 1 second. So Gemara says, Ema Zmanim Tuva. So 1 second. If Zman Nehem, it gives you a lot of options to make me even more days. Maybe the 10th, the 9th, the 8th. Why start the 11th? Right? So the Gemara says, Zmanehem dumi dezmanam. Now there's a connection between the extra days and the original days. What are the original days? Two. So the extra days are also two. What, 2 days? Didn't we have three? We had 11, 12, and 13, right? So here we go. Ma zmanam trei, av zmanehem trei. Just like the actual days of Purim are two, the extra days are also two. The emar treisar tleisar. So 1 second. That should be the 12th and the 13th. Where the 11th come from? So the Gemara said, "Kedamar Shmuel by Yitzchak." Now Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakalhi. Yud Gimel of Adar, which we call that Tainus Esther, is a Zman Tehila Lakol. What does that mean? Rashi says on the second, on the other side of it, where Tosas normally is, like the fourth line, Hakol Nikhalu, everybody gathered, Lihinoke Me'oivehem, to take revenge on the enemy, Bein B'Shushan, Bein B'Shar Makomos, whether it was in Shushan or whether it was in other places, Kemo Shakosov Basefer, like it says in the Megillah, Hilkach, therefore, Lo Tzarech Kra Liribuye, I don't need a pasuk to include that. Shaharei Sheyehe Roy Likruye the Iker Hanes Bohaya. The Iker Nes happened on Tinus Esther. What is Rashi talking about? Just read your Rashi. Right? What does he mean by that?
Who gathered
for revenge? The Jewish people.
The 13th?
Well, they gathered on the 13th and the battle was on the 14th. That's what Rashi say. So that I don't need a date to add that. It's already included. Where'd that come from? Who made up this rule? Why is that true? Let's assume it's true. I don't argue with the fact that they called the arm, they called the troops. Listen, Hashem's on our side now. We did tshuva. We're gonna rout these Persians, right? Let's get ready. Fine, that all happened. Good, excellent. Iker Nes on that day? Getting ready is the Iker Nes? All we did was gather ourselves. Right? The war started the next day. I'm not really sure. I don't have an answer. I'm not really sure. I know Soloveitchik has a whole lumbus about this Gemara. It's 13th, right? But I don't know fully what it is. I don't want to misspeak. I don't know fully what it is. But he has a whole discussion about what this exactly means. V'lo tarach l'rebuye. So anyway, back to the Gemara. It doesn't need to be added. Hachanami yud gimel zman kila kolhi v'lo tarach l'rebuye. It doesn't have to be added. It's added anyway. It says the Gemara of Amar Shitzar v'Shibzar. So maybe it's day 16 and day 17. So the Gemara answers Lo Yavor Ksiv. It says Lo Yavor. Now you can't go past. In the Megillah, you want to know where? It's in Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin. In the Megillah. So Lo Yavor Ksiv. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Kra, a different limud. Not from this old, that was from the words Zman Nehem. He has a different limud to get all three extra days. What is his limud? It says, Kayamim Asher Nachu Bohem HaYehudim. Like the days when the Jews rested. Yamim Kayamim. Yamim is Yamim. Kayamim is like days. Larabos Yiralavid Beis. To include the 11th and 12th. Beimar Tresar Tlesar. Maybe the 12th and the 13th. No, same answer. Amar Shimon by Yitzchak. Yud Gimel Zman Kila Lakalhi. It's a Zman Kila for everybody. Lo Tzarech Kra L'Rebuye. I don't need a pasuk for that. Ve'ema Shitzar V'Shibzar. Maybe it's day 16 and day 17. Same answer. No, V'lo Yavar Ksib. It says V'lo Yavar. Can't be. Rishir Bar Nachmani. My time alone from Zman Nehem. What does he learn from Zman Nehem? What was wrong with that drasha? Why did he have to come with another drasha? Like Mar says, because Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, Lo Mashmali. No, he didn't agree with that. Zman, Zmanam, Zmanam. He didn't agree with all that. He left. He didn't want to hold from that. And Rav Sharon Barad, my time alo Amar, Kiro Sharon, my time alo Amar, Ki Kiyamim. Why didn't he want to learn that from Kiyamim? What was wrong with that? So Amalach, Hahula Doros, who Diksiv. No, that was to tell you that there'll be a Purim next year, and the year after, and it became a permanent holiday. It wasn't just a one-shot, your one-day holiday. It was permanent. That's why I learned from there. Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Zu Divi Rabbi Akiva Stimsa. This was all Rabbi Akiva as an anonymous Tana. The Darish Zman Zmanam Zmanahem. The Darshan from those words. Abel Chachanam Omrim Ein Karin Osa Ela Bezmana. The Chachanam say, like what you said, but no, there's no such thing like this. Only Yadalit and only Tezvav. Okay? Who said that? That was Rabbi Yochanan said that. Rabbi Yochanan said that this whole daf that we just learned is only according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Chachamim rejected all. Right, exactly. Meisvei, how could you say that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says like this. Amosai, when is all this true? When is all what true? When is all this true that we have extra days? Bizman, Shashanim, Kitiknan. When the years are the way they're supposed to be, the Yisrael Shruyin Al Admasan, and the Jewish people are on their land, then I agree with this all. But Avo Bizman Hazeh, but nowadays, Hoel Umistaklinba, nowadays, what this word means is Umistaklinba means people base Pesach on when Purim is. Okay? Rashi explains that, Gesundheit. Ein Korin Osa Ela Bizmana. Nowadays, you can only read Purim on its right day. What does that mean? People are talking about, they know the 14th of Adar is Purim. Well, so what's going to happen? They're going to count 30 days and say today's Erev Pesach. If you read it on the 11th, what's going to happen? Pesach will be 4 days early. When Pesach is, when you think Pesach is over and you go have pizza, it's still Pesach.
Yeah, but they know they're reading it the 4 days before the...
What?
They know they're reading it early.
But they're going to make a mistake. That's not the kasha. The kasha is, even when they allowed it, even when you allowed it to read it early, it still wasn't Purim. It was just a dispensation to read it early. Purim was still celebrated on the 14th. So this was always a problem. The answer is it wasn't a problem. It was not a problem. Everybody knew. I'm reading it on day this, but really Purim was over here. So it's a kasha. I don't know what the answer is. The Yerushalmi has a different girsa. He doesn't say because of Mistaklin. The Yerushalmi has a different girsa. Not Mistaklin. Mistaklin is a looking. We're basing the calendar on Purim. He has a different girsa. The girsa that the Yerushalmi had was Mistaknin from the word Sakana. We don't want to have, because there was a time when it was difficult to be a practicing Jew. And the Goyim that lived, that controlled the area, were not so thrilled with being Jewish. And to have so many party days for Purim, you were just inviting trouble. That's what it means. They wanted a minimum. Have Purim one day, fine, one day. We have 4 days of Purim. The 11th, the 12th, the 13th. I want to do that. That's a different shot. Right? I want to have so many days. Delaying over here. It's just all this is invite trouble. Invites the Goyim to mess. What are you guys doing again? Again with this holiday? Again, took off from work. They don't want to do that. So to minimize it, they said no more. Only when we were in control, 100%. Now we're not in control. The government are ruling us. We have to rein this in. So that if you hold that's the girsa, that makes that then there's no kasha. The other way there's a kasha.
Even back then, they only read it on the 11th, but they celebrated on the 14th.
Correct. That's the kasha. So how could ever be a mix-up? How could you ever make a mistake? Purim and Yom HaKnesset, Purim and the Megillah Day have nothing to do with each other. Not the same day. How could anyone have a mistake? Rashi had that girsa. Rashi has a whole shot. You're going to make a mistake, you're going to finish Pesach early, and then you're going to eat Chometz on Pesach. Okay.
The Megillah was on at a time when we weren't in control. Between the
Kurim,
so how does that...
So they had a little bit of a... They give them a little bit of breathing room then. I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, but that girsa resolves this kasha. So anyways, so 1 second. So Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. This whole daf is only according to Rabbi Akiva, but according to the Chachamim, nah, nothing like this. Says Rabbi Yehuda, 1 second. When is all this whole daf true? Only when we're in control. But when we're in galus, it's not true. Where did Rabbi Akiva live? He lived after the Chorban. Well, he lived by the Churban too, but he wasn't Rabbi Akiva then. He was just Akiva. He lived after the Churban. And he still said, all this and that applies. Right? So here we go. Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba the man. Who did Rabbi Yehuda say is did according to? Elam Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. If you want to tell me he said it according to Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Bizman Hazeh Asilai Takanta. What are you talking about? Rabbi Akiva held in this Takanta. Even after the Churban. That can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda cannot be talking in Rabbi Akiva's name. It can't be. Elolav, it must be Aliba de Rabbanan. It must be he's talking about according to the Rabbanan, which means even the Rabbanan agreed there were more than 14 and 15 against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said this whole daf is only according to Rabbi Akiva. It's absolutely not true. Ubizman Shashanim Tikkitiknon. When we're setting up the calendar, Yisrael Shirin Al Admasan, and the Jewish people and are living in their land, they're in control. Me and Tikkarinan. You can read it 11, 12, and 13. What's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? You're right. Tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan. Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan's wrong. Rabbi Yochanan's wrong. It can't be true. That what? That the Chacham held there's no such thing as 11, 12, and 13. They did hold it. How do you know they held it? Rabbi Yehuda said so. He's a Tana.
You can't argue
on the Tana, no. And not only that, they say more. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says any Messiah, he also is not arguing. He's just explaining. Right, whenever Rabbi Yehuda says the word aim was I when is all this true? He's not arguing on the Tanakhama, whoever this anonymous person is. He's explaining it. Ikedi Amri, another version of what we said before. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Simta. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, this is Rabbi Akiva who said it. Avo Chachamim Amru, but the Chachamim said, Bisman Azeh, nowadays, since everybody's going to adjust their calendar based on Purim, in Karanosa Elavizmana. You can only, nowadays, we only read it on 14th and 15th. Tanya Nam Yachi, Amr of Yehuda, Emesai, when is all that true? Bizman Shashanam Kitiknan, when the Jewish people set the calendar, the Yisrael Shiruyin Alad Masam, and they live on their land, Avil Bizman Azeh, but nowadays, Holu Mestaklinba, since everybody is going to make a mistake with the calendar, or they're not in control, and therefore we want to minimize how many days of Purim there are. And Karanosa Elabizmana. You only read it now at its right time. So the Gemara says, one second. Now, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda himself said two different things. Right? He said one thing, Rabbi Akiva is right, and one thing, the Chacham are right. So, Rabashi Kashale, Rabbi Yehuda. There's some steer here. Umukimla, and he answered, no. Brisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. One of them was not Rabbi Yehuda, it was someone else. It was Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda. It was someone else. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry. Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman Azeh, Hol, Mestaklin Ba, Ein Karunosa, Ela Bizmana. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that? That Bizman Azeh, since people are gonna mess up the calendar, there's only the 14th and the 15th, no other days? Is that true? Vermini, one second. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when is all this true? Makom shenichnasin b'sheni u'b'chamishi. When there's such a thing as a knisa days. Aval makom she'ein nichnasin b'sheni u'b'chamishi. But if there's no such thing as a knisa day like today, ein karunosa ela bizmana. Then you only read it on the 14th or the 15th. Makom shenichnasin b'sheni u'b'chamishi. But if there is a knisa day, miu karinan b'filu bizmana zeh. Then you, if that were true, if we still had a Yom HaKenisa, then you could read on the Yom HaKenisa. Umukim lo lebraisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And what'd you do? And you have to say that it's another Tana? You have to say it's someone else? Right? What? It's a hard over here. So apparently, so the Gemara asks the following question. Mi Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'zman hazeh hol mustalzen ba erin kodesh el b'zmana. Did he say that b'zman hazeh, since we're afraid of calendar mix-up, we're afraid of a Pesach mix-up, you can only read it b'zman? It's not true. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you still have Yom HaKnisa, even b'zman hazeh, you can still read on 11, 12, or 13. So the question is, that contradicts what Rabbi Yehuda said before, that it's only true if we're in control, right? And what? How did we get out of that problem? How did we get out of the stira? We said, no, you're mixing up people. It wasn't Rabbi Yehuda who said both statements. One of them was Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. It was another person. We're just fleshing out the question. Now, in other words, like this. We have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. What's the steer in Rabbi Yehuda? One place he said that the only time we have 11, 12, and 13 is when we're in control. Another time he said, the only time you have 11, 12, and 13 is you have a Yom HaKenisa day. That's a contradiction. And we answered, no, it's not a contradiction. It's two different people. One's Rabbi Yehuda. The other one is Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Maybe you heard wrong and you thought it said Yehuda. It's not true. It's someone else. So it's not a steer. So the Gemara asked, Mishum de Kashle, Rabbi Yehuda, Mukim la Labraisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Well, just because you had a stira, you have to say it's someone else? You can't figure out any other way to resolve the stira? So the Gemara says, well, Ravashi, the Shmia le, the Ikka, the Tani le, Kerb Yehuda, because he heard someone say it was a Yehuda. The Ikka, the Tani le, Kerb Yosi bar Yehuda, and he heard someone else say it was a Yosi bar Yehuda. Because the Kashla le, Rabbi Yehuda, ad Rabbi Yehuda, and since he heard it was a Stira, Amar, man the Tani le, Kerb Yehuda, the one who said it in Rabbi Yehuda's name, Lav Dafka. He wasn't being precise. He probably meant Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Uman the Tani like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Dafka. He was being precise. Okay. Now, Krachim Hamukafin Choma Miyamos Yoshua Bin Nun Korin B'Chamisha Asar. Any day that you read any walled city from the times of Yoshua Bin Nun, you read it on the 15th. Minahani Mili. How do you know that din? Where did that din come from? Yeshua ben Nun, not mentioned in the Megillah Esther. So where'd that come from? Amar Rava, Amar Kra. It's Gzeira Shava. It says, Al Kain HaYehudim HaPrazim. Therefore, the Yehudim that live in unwalled cities, right? HaYoshim Ba'are Prazos. MidiPrazim Ba'ar Ba'asar. Since those people read it on the 14th, Mukafin Ba'chamisha Asar. So obviously, the walled cities read it on a different day, on the 15th. So the aim maybe like this. Prazim ba'arba asar. Maybe walled, unwalled cities read it on the 14th. And mukafin klav klalo. And if you live in a walled city, you don't read it at all. Or you read it on the 14th also. Well, obviously, aren't they Jewish people also? Aren't they also Jews? Ba'od, mehodu v'yad kush ksiv. It says mehodu v'yad kush. Right? The whole world was in this nace. So why are you making a different day? So Gemara says, Ema Prazim, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's funny,
haven't been there.
Should we read all?
Ema Prazim Ba'ar Ba'asar. Maybe like this. Maybe Prazim read on the 14th. And Mukafin Ba'ar Ba'asar Ubechamsar. And the Prazim can read either one, on the 14th or the 15th. Kidichsev, like it says. Leos osim et yom ha-ba'asa l'chodesh v'es yom ha-chamisha asa bo v'chol shana. So Gemara says, I have a kasev v'es yom ha-ba'asa v'chamisha asa k'damarta. If we would have said it like that, you'd be right. Hashta d'ksiv es yom ha-ba'asa v'es yom chamisha asa. Asa es. The S comes. The word S comes. Upasik. And breaks it off. They're different. Hani ha-ba'asa v'hani chamisha asa. Some on the 14th, some on the 15th. Ve'ema prazim ba'ar ba'asar. Maybe like this. The 14th, unwalled cities, the 14th. Mukafin, what about walled cities? E boy ba'ar ba'asar. If they want, they can do it on the 14th. E boy ba'chemzar. Or they can do it on the 15th if they want. Amar kwa bismanehem. No, it says bismanehem. Zmano shalzeh, lo zmano shalzeh. They can't have the same thing. Ve'ema betwesar. What about the 13th? No, it says no. Kishushan. Just like Shushan. What do you mean just like Shushan? Shushan was on the 15th. To Ashkechon Asiya. All that is about Purim. Zechira Minolam. What about the Megillah itself? So Gemara says, Amar Kra, Vayamim Ha'ele Nizkarim Vinasim. Ishkesh Zechira La'asiya. It's a Gzeira Shava. It's a Hekesh. Now, Masnisin Deloki Haitana, the Tanya. Our Mishnah came back the following Tanya. The Tanya, Rabbi Shur Ben Karcha Omar. Any walled city from the times of Achashverosh, Korin Bechamisha Asar, reads it on the 15th. Now, my time of Rabbi Shur Ben Karcha, what's his reason? Why did he pick Achashverosh? Makes a lot of sense. Ki Shushan, Ma Shushan Mikafas Choma Yimos Achashverosh, Bekor Bechamisha Asar, Af Kol Shem Mikafas Choma Yimos Achashverosh, Korin Bechamisha Asar. Right?
We don't pass like that. How
do we
know for sure that the walls around Shushan
were there for the Yeshua? We don't know. But it's an exception anyway.
That's
an exception. Yeah. Betana Didan my timer. What about Artana? Why did Artana learn from Yeshua ben Nun? The answer is, Yolif Prazi Prazi, it's Gzeira Shava. Ksiv Hach, it says, V'yalkeinu Hudar Prazim. Ksiv Hassav, and it says in Parshas, Devarim, Levad, Ma'ari Prazi, right? Harbe Ma'od. A lot of unwalled cities. Malahalon Mukafas Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. Afkam Mukafas Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. That's Gzeirah Shava. It's not really Gzeirah Shava because one pasuk is in Esther and one pasuk is in Devarim. It's a remnant.
Yeshua was
born
at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Bishlam Rishua ben Karcha Lom Arkatana Didan Delaslay Prazi Prazi. Our daughter said you Achashverosh. He has nothing to Gzera Shavu. Ela Tana Didan My Time Alok Rishua ben Karcha. Why doesn't our Tana Halak Rishua ben Karcha? So Gemara says My Time Up. So it's been Prazi Prazi. I tell you what, that's Gzera Shavu. Now Haki Kama. This is what he meant. Ela Shushan of Dinon Kiman. What about the city of Shushan itself? Lo Kiprazim Velo Kimukafin. It's not Prazim. It's neither one or the other. Says Rashi. Hachi kama el shushan I yalfin and hach gzira shava hey chatsu oson shem shushan tezvav. How could you read shushan on tezvav for prazi who for lo yadina? We don't know shel kafim yemos yeshua. We have no idea if it was a wall by the time of yeshua. We have no clue. We don't know, right? So the gemara answers amar rava of amir la kedi. Some say that it was said without any name shani shushan hol vanasa banes. You're right, Shushan is different because the names happen in Shushan. It's an exception. We don't know if there's a walled city or not from Yeshua, but we have no clue. How do we know? But we know one thing. The names happen in Shushan, so Shushan is an exception.
Didn't Nace happen all over the world?
What?
So,
the Iker Nace was in Shushan.
So if there were a walled city in Europe, they'd be reading the 15 also?
Yes. We're going to do that in a minute in the Chayodim. I'm just going to finish it up. Be'eshloma, L'tana, Didon, Hana, Dixia, Medina, Umedina, Ve'ir, Ve'ir. Well, that according to our time, it makes sense why the Esther breaks up so many things. Medina, Medina, Lachalek, Vimukav, Lachalmos, Yeshua, Benon, Lachalmos, Lachalmos, Achashayosh. Ear, Ve'ir, Nami, Lachalek, Ben Shushan, Lachayosh. El, Yeshua, Ben Karcha, Be'eshloma, Medina, Medina, Lachalek, Ben Shushan, Lachayosh. You break up Shushan from other cities. El, Ear, Ve'ir, Lamai, Asa. What about Ear, Ve'ir? What's that coming for? Amalach, Yeshua, Ben Karcha, Ulatan, Zidon, Minicha. And according to our time, it's good. Give this like prazi. Since we have a Gzereshava, Medina Lomali. What do we mean Medina? What's the difference? Ella, Kra'la Drashu Da'asa. It's a different Drasha. Kidyabashua ben Levi, who Da'asa. Dom Rashua ben Levi, a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael. Krach, any city, Vichal Hasamachlo, and any city that's near a walled city, what does that mean? Vichal Hanira Imo. And any city that you can see it, Nidon Kikra, has the same din as a walled city. Ad Kama, how far away are you? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Vitam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Kimachamasan to Tveria. From Chamasan to Tveria, which by the way is a mill. If you're a mill away, then you read it like a walled city. The aim of mill, why don't you say a mill? No. Al Kamashwalan to Ashiur de Mill, Kamehavi, Kikamasan to Tveria. To let you know that the distance from here to there is also a mill. Okay, we'll stop here. By the way, that has huge ramifications in Eretz Yisrael. How far outside of Yerushalayim do you read on the 15th to be considered Samach Venira? It's a big tumult.
You mean the Eretz?
Huh?
How far outside?
Right. Because even in the new city, in Ne'er Sha'arim, that's not the old city. It's a new city, Ne'er Sha'arim, right? They read on the 15th, right? Because it's Samach Venira. Now, where does that extend to? It's a big discussion among the poskim. Chayada says something fascinating. Question is, so as I said before, Yerushalayim is the only known walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, where we read it Mivadai on the 15th. What about Misafek? What about Chutz La'aretz? Can there be cities in Chutz La'aretz that you read on the 15th? Listen to this. Listen to this Chayada. Chayada lived he was the gross father-in-law. Listen to this Chayadim. Hayasafek imhu mukaf mimos Yeshua ben Nun olav. If you have a suffek, if you read it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun or not, Karin biyadalet upetesvav ubele lehen. You read it both days and both nights. Umikal makom lo yivarchu. You don't make a bracha. Rak al kriyasa belel yudal viyamo. Only bracha on the 14th. V'chein noagin b'kehila kedosha Prague. And that's what they do in Prague. Did anyone know that?
Yes.
They do that in Prague? They read it misafik on both days? V'chein v'medino senu lo masakinan klal bazeh b'shum ir. We don't do that. But in Prague they did it. And in the...
They had a
suffik.
This wall was there from 3,000 years before.
Yeah. And the Pinini Halacha says like this. He says the only city that doesn't have a suffix is Yerushalayim. Here are the suffix of walls. Here are the suffix. Tveria. I'm telling you, Tveria. Here are the walled cities. Ready? Tveria, Hebron, Shechem, Yafo, Lud, Aza, Tzfat, Akko, Haifa. Some add Beitan, Yericho, Beersheba, and Ramallah. And in Chutz La'aretz, Tsur, which is Tyre in English, Sidon, what's Sidon? It's in Lebanon, no? Damasek, Damascus, Izmir, which is in Turkey, and Baghdad. Fascinating stuff. What? No, not Brooklyn. Fascinating stuff. I always wondered about that. These cities in like South America, have Indians put walls around the cities? Nobody knows. Right? That was not from Yeshua Ben Nun. It's not from Yeshua Ben Nun. The wall, Great Wall of China. It's very fascinating. What? Misafik. All this is on Misafik. Even in Baghdad, in Misafik, he quotes in the back over here that the Ben Ish Chai, all they held to do 2 days in Baghdad.
That list makes sense though. Prague, you have to.
Right, because it was only tribes there. It wasn't cities. Right. They had some kind of Misorah that Prague is a Suffolk. Very strange. All the rest of them are all Middle Eastern cities.
Right.
Right. I know. I hear you. All right. We'll stop today. We'll pick up tomorrow and have a good day.